Steve Jobs once said, "We're here to put a dent in the universe." Well, fintech has certainly put a dent in the financial services industry over the past few years. This podcast series focuses on the story of those individuals who took Jobs' advice, the dent makers, if you will. This is the Fintech Five.
And I'm still going to get the name wrong. Today's guest is...
Ahmed Shahbazi.
Yes, he is. He's the CEO of TIO?
Yeah, TIO Networks.
TIO Networks. All right, you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, clock starts now. Give me the 30-second elevator pitch.
We are a multi-channel consumer bill payment company that helps bill issuers of all sizes, small, medium, large, with receivables management. So we essentially help them in channels where people are paying by card, like a payment card, and paying by cash. And we stay away from channels where people are paying with their bank or print and mail. And so the areas that we help billers is worth about 20 to 100% of all the receipts that they get from customers. And so we help them with all the software and workflow in terms of accepting those payments, posting them, and ensuring that cash and information reconcile perfectly.
And so where did the name of the company come from?
So TIO, it means uncle in Spanish. And the whole idea was, the sort of the genesis of the company was, a lot of people were paying bills last minute and being really dinged, like usurious practices where people are paying big fees in order to pay these bills. And we thought, you know, that's just crazy. Why are people paying $10, $15? And all of these people are underbanked and unbanked. And of course, the Hispanic population is a big part of the underbanked population in the United States. So again, we thought, let's be an uncle to our customers. Let's help them with reasonably priced, safe, and really quality products.
You obviously haven't met my uncle, but keep going.
Yeah, I mean, we did a little bit of a survey, and what we found was that, you know, in the Hispanic family, people had somewhat mixed feelings about their parents. And what they found is that their uncle always was far enough away, always had really good marks within the family.
It's good to know. Yeah. I am an uncle, so I'm not Spanish, but we'll bear that in mind. So you kind of talked about the U.S. What geos are you in?
We're in pretty much all the geos across the country. I mean, we're in every state. We are biggest in large metropolitan centers. So we're big all across the East Coast, essentially anywhere where you have population density. We're also biggest where we have relationships with large bill issuers. So we have big relationships with guys like Pacific Gas and Electric, Florida Power and Light, Duke Energy, Washington Gas. So we're pretty much in a lot of those centers.
You've been with the company. I looked on LinkedIn, and this is a typo, obviously. So it says you've been here for 18 years. No one's with the company for 18 years. So you need to update your LinkedIn profile.
Exactly.
Is that a fact?
It is a fact. It is a fact. I started the company when I was 23.
Wow.
And I'm 41 now, as you can see.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I started the company, it was called InfoTouch. And it was all about basically building apps for self-service automated kiosks. And I mean, back then we didn't call them apps, we called them applications. But effectively what happened is we transformed the business, because after the big dot-com meltdown, a lot of the customers that we had vanished. So we said, hey, instead of building apps for everyone, why don't we build an app that takes advantage of the core underlying technology, which at that time was a kiosk platform. And so our first major application was bill payment. And then we really just then fell in love with that application and decided that we were going to be powering the self-service applications outside of the bank for people to pay their bills.
22. So right out of school, this was...
Yeah.
Okay, that's exactly. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And 18 years later, so you're the only person I've ever met that's been there. All right, so we're down to the last minute, so we're going to do the rapid fire questions. So this is right off the top of your head. There is no wrong answer, all right? Unless I say it's the wrong answer.
Okay, you got it.
All right, here we go. Which entrepreneur would you most like to meet?
Elon Musk.
Okay, why?
You know, he's an impactpreneur, not just an entrepreneur. Ooh, he's a guy that makes an impact. I think clearly he's created billions of worth, but he's really changing the planet and in positive ways. So in my view, entrepreneurship should be about creating impact and the money will follow. And he exemplifies that in the greatest possible way.
Flipping incredible. Who's your favorite author?
Deepak Chopra.
And what's the last book you read?
The last book I read was Superbrain.
What's most important? Okay, you are a founder, so just remember this. Revenue, profit, or culture?
Culture,
by far. Oh, I'm going to hug him, everybody. He gave the right answer.
You know what they say? Culture eats strategy for breakfast.
Yep. Not enough people hold that to heart. All right, where can we learn more about your company?
You can go online at tionetworks.com. And in fact, we just secured the tio.com domain. So just go to tio.com. So uncleinspanish.com.
Way too easy.